You're listening to Beaver Football on 92.1 The River.
4:13 left here in the opening quarter. Bemidji State leads 7-6. A botched two-point conversion.
Alfaya back on the kick.
A bad snap.
Deep for the Beavers, number 14, Bo Wakefield.
Quick start to this football game for both teams. Bemidji State just marched down the field methodically, taking up nearly 10 minutes of clock time. And then just a minute and a half later, Northern's in the end zone on a 74-yard drive of their own with big gains on every play.
Bo Wakefield on the return at the 6. Takes it with a full head of steam. Middle return has a block. 15, 20, 25, 30. 35 out across the 40. Out to the 42-yard line. He got knocked on by Dylan Kritzfeld. Bo Wakefield, they're going to mark him actually at the 43-yard line. Fantastic return for Bo Wakefield, the preseason return specialist All-American.
Well, and he did a good job of reading where the block was going to come, and great special teams work by that return team. They opened up a huge hole for him to run through, and Wakefield hit it. It's almost a 40-yard return out to the 43-yard line, and that's where Bemidji State will start first and 10, up by 1 point.
Brett DeLang back in at quarterback for Bemidji State. Working out of the shotgun is Rongstead. Lanehart sets up to the left. One receiver wide each direction. Konziolka now motions onto the backfield to the left slot. Flag flies. They did not get the playoff in time. Delay of game will be the call on Bemidji State. Back to the 38-yard line.
Well, an odd time to get a delay of game after a kick return. You'd think the offense would be ready to run out. You know what, you're going to run the first play, but Rongstead took a little bit too much time getting Konziolka in motion, so 5-yard penalty. Second penalty of the game. Both have been five-yarders against Bemidji, and that'll make it first and 15.
4:05 left here in the first quarter. Bemidji State leads by 1-7-6. Same formation for the Beavers. Have it at the right hash, moving from left to right towards the lake. Barely a cloud in the sky today. Rongstead play actions. Now flushed out of the pocket. Nothing doing. Just flings it out on a shovel pass to Croplin across the 40. 45, 50 into Northern State territory, and he'll step out of bounds at the 45-yard line. What a pickup. What a job of improvisation there by.
Well, he's running from his life for the running back, or the blitz that was coming, the nose guard, actually. Jalen Bibbs got through. He, you know, he stepped up, couldn't find anything. That whole pocket was congested, and he saw Croplin out of the corner of his eye and just did a little shovel pass forward to him, and Croplin did the rest. Another big pickup for the running back down to the Northern State 45-yard line.
17-yard gain. Offset eye formation right now. Rongstead again out of the shotgun. Has Metz wide to the near side of the field. Into Northern State territory, leading 7-6. 3.5 to go. Handoff goes to Croplin up the middle. Rumbling his way into inside the 35 to the 34-yard line.
Kevin Olson.
Dustin Croplin picks up 10.
Olson got him by a toenail there, or else he's off to the races. A big hole right up the gut for Croplin, who continues to roll here early in this football game after a big week last week at Mary. Good to see Dustin Croplin just continuing to move the ball forward. He is definitely a north-south runner, and he turned on the Jets right up the gut.
First and 10 for Bemidji State. Offset eye again for Lance Rongstead. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Play clock inside of 10. Shotgun snap. The handoff will go to Croplin. Croplin waits for a block and protects the football. He'll get brought down by Matt Anderson, the free safety. Anderson, a junior out of Dawson, Minnesota. Dustin Croplin to the 30-yard line. Dustin Croplin picks up 5 more yards. Beaver football being brought to you by First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Of course, First National brings us the keys to the game every day.
And don't forget, of course, you can go online to BeaverRadioNetwork.com, get all sorts of information about the game, the highlights, podcasts, our blogs are there, and you can email the booth as well. You can just look for that on every page near the Paul Bunyan Communications icon.
2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Play action pass. Rongstead with time. Flings it out to the right. Has to complete to Bo Wakefield. Wakefield steps out of bounds. Mark him out at the 23-yard line. 7-yard pickup there for Bemidji State. 7-6 Beavers lead. 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Well, a lot of that type of play underneath that has gotten Bemidji State down the field. First drive, what, 16 plays. So they were picking up 4 or 5 yards at a time. Biggest play on that drive was a 13-yard catch to Justin Lee. On this drive, that great little shovel pass to Dustin Cropland picked up over 15. But every other play, 4 or 5 yards, and that's really all you need to do to just keep moving the chains and moving the ball down the field.
Justin Lee out of the backfield, takes the option pitch. Now he'll throw deep down the near sidelines, and he overthrew Christian Metz.
Oh, he's wide open.
Bubble motion back into the backfield for Lee. He took the pitch from Rongstead and just flung it out with a right arm, and he overthrew him by probably 5 or 6 yards.
Well, and boy, that's hard to see because they set that play up perfectly. Nice little pitch. Rongstead even swung out to block for Lee a little bit, and Metz was wide open and the ball overthrown. So that'll bring up 2nd and 10.
Trips now to the left. Lee, slot right, motions to the backfield, which was empty. Rongstead out of the pistol, just 5 yards back instead of your traditional 7 yards back in a regular shotgun. No receiver split wide to the near side. Rongstead, maybe a busted play, will keep it. Rongstead is down to the 20-yard line. Rongstead looked like he was looking to the right, and there was nobody over there, so he just tucked the ball under and ran and somehow picked up 3 yards on the play.
Well, picks up some positive yards at least, gets right to the 20-yard line, and it'll bring up a third down. Bemidji State 100% on third down conversion so far. 3rd and 7 here as the clock approaches 1 minute to go. In the first quarter, the Beavers leading at 7-6.
Trips left. Tight end Lanehart. 3 more pro scouts in practice this week looking at Brian Lanehart. Lee, slot to the right, empty backfield. Rongstead throws a quick slant across the middle. Justin Lee breaks a tackle at the 10, keeps his feet going. He's down inside of the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Justin Lee will pick up 16 yards on that play, just a quick slant across the middle.
Well, good thing he turned when he did. He was not expecting, I think, that pass so quickly. He turned, the ball was right in his midsection, and then he did the rest. Nice little toss and a big run by Justin Lee, who's had a few of those already here in this football game, and the ball inside the 5, down to the 3, 1st and goal, Bemidji State.
Brad Hemling was in there blocking. They bring Kanzioka and Cropland in right now. High formation, 1st and goal at the 3-yard line. Gandrud motions from the right, stops slot right. Rongstead under center. Play action, looking, back of the end zone, bobbled, and now caught by Lanehart. A touchdown, Bemidji State. Lanehart bobbled it slightly, but came away with it. With 19 seconds left in the first quarter, Bemidji State goes up 13-6.
So hard to cover. It was a pretty good coverage by the linebacker, Fonhorst.